Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers. You know, to start in this show, I set some goals for myself, from the platforms that I want to be heard on to Facebook follows. So if you're listening and you haven't followed yet, go on over to the Powers Point Podcast Facebook page and hit follow and like. That would greatly be appreciated. Then I thought about various logos and merchandise. It's always good to have a little store. Well, now I'm on Teespring, so you can look that up as well. Just go to Powers Point Podcast. Go figure. So I'm proud to say I have achieved every one of these goals and then some, but to be honest, I could not have done it without the help and encouragement from you. As of today, I could be heard on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, and now the big one, Apple Podcast. Or iTunes, however you want to call it. So again, thank you for your support. And as always, if you like the show, give it a follow, a like. And if you want to do something really spectacular, go ahead and give me a review. This helps other people find my podcast. And hopefully they like it like you do. Okay, now that that's said, let's get started. Today I want to talk about a subject that everyone in the world has in common. Yes, there's one thing that we all have that we can relate to, and that, my friends, is guilty pleasures. What's a guilty pleasure, Scott? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just happen to have the answer. So a guilty pleasure is an activity or piece of media that someone enjoys but would be embarrassed by if other people found out about it. It could be a book, movie, TV show, or even food. How can you go wrong with food, to be honest? And the name a guilty pleasure faction, you know, that people may be embarrassed about, but you guys all heard about My Little Ponies across the world, and it's not just for girls anymore, no? There is a group of guys out there who call themselves the Bronies. Yes, they even go to the conventions just dressed up like the ponies. I mean, Bronies. So, if you want to be a Brony, you can just go sign up now and look online and see where the latest convention is. But I think that's really crazy. But in the same time, cool. People are comfortable enough to dress up like ponies and go out in the public. So, and then you got the people who, yes, this is like a fine line between fetish and guilty pleasure, but you got people who dress up in diapers, and then they have, like, cribs and furniture made to make themselves look small, and then they have their spouses and boyfriend or girlfriend change their diapers. I mean, come on, guys, really? I can't even get behind that. But so what's your guilty pleasure? Is it a song? Is there a song that you like that when it comes on the radio, you kind of look over your shoulders, you roll up that window, and you belt out loud like you're in a concert with the star? Or, I don't know, you know, are you hooked on the Frugal Gourmet cookbooks and that's all you do is read, or the Cajun chef, Justin Wilson, or what is your guilty pleasure? I mean, send me a message. Let me know. But guys, to be honest, lately, I've got a new guilty pleasure, and I don't know. It's kind of weird. I scroll through Facebook Market, and I find very odd things for sale. Like, I found a book called Grandpa Pissed Himself, and it just happens to be a scratch and sniff. Who would buy this book? I mean, it was even $10. Then I found a board game. It was $8. And on the front of the box here, it's got two kids, and there's like lines of cocaine on the board, and it shows three packets of cocaine. And the board game's called Whose Line Is It Anyways? I'm not lying about this. I've sent them out on my Facebook page. I've sent them out on my Instagram page. So Man, I'm telling you, guys, when you are in your downtime or you're on break, go to your Facebook market, find something really weird, and send it to me, because I really want to know. You know, I don't know, it's crazy, some of the things, and they have to say, I even found an anti-masturbation cross, you know, you can't, it's to help people not touch their sin zones. I'm not lying. If I am, I'm frying and the temperature's not changing. Now, I said I'd bring you some new music that I think you would enjoy. This instrumental comes from a great friend of mine. His name's Eric Lucas, and Eric produces music and just songs that bring good vibes. Now this, just imagine driving down the road on a gorgeous sunny day, a nice breeze blowing through the window, and this instrumental comes on like a soundtrack from a movie. Let me know what you think of it. Here's Eric Lucas and Slay the Six. Eric Lucas and Slay the Six. If you like the song as much as I did, and do, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to feature another one of his tracks on here. And let us know what you think of it. So, the last but not least I want to talk about is wrestling. Good old wrestling. Here in the Midwest, there's probably 40, 50 different independent promotions in the area, and some are really great, some are really bad. But you go to them, you support them, and you're going to have fun. I want to talk about the last Backbreaker match, which was held November 16th in Griffith, Indiana. And the fans loved it that were in attendance. They had fun. They cheered for their champions. They booed for the villains. I know, because myself and upper class took a lot of that. And I think it's very disrespectful. And I'm going to officials about this because it's ridiculous. So the match I want to talk about is for the Backbreaker Tag Team Championship. Having the Old West Outlaws, Billy the Kid and Gabe the Brave, they defeated my team, the upper class, consisting of Brentley Alexander Dawson and Young Money, to win the championships. I said dang, so don't get all tizzy on me. But I hate to say it, but they fought that match, and they proved to be the better team at that night. So congratulations, Billy and Gabe. But just know that we're coming back for our gold. Then we saw a match that was a long time in the making. A six-man tag team between, again, my team, consisting of Thomas Keith, Shooter McGavin, and Kurt Joseph, going up against fan favorites Johnny Motley, the young Jacob Roan, and the return of Cade Lee. This match went back and forth. It was a hard-hitting match, and in the end, Cade set up the finish with the almighty clothesline and Jacob hitting the elbow off the top of a rope, Macho Man style, onto Kurt Joseph, giving him his first pinfall victory. The old 1-2-3. Myself in upper class again went back to the locker room disappointed. But again, Backbreaker, be on alert, because we've been in meetings, we've been in talks, we know what we got to do, and we're going to do it. So next, in the main event, we saw Drexel Dale taking on the fan favorite, the heavyweight champion Trog the Caveman, who at this point had held the championship for an impressive 393 days. Folks, 393 days holding the heavyweight championship with a mark on your back because everybody's coming at you, and he's defeating them each and every time. I know, because I kept bringing in people to defeat them, and it never happened. He always walked away the winner. But this match, Drex proved to be too much for this Neanderthal champion, with Drex picking up the win, leaving Trog laying in the center of the ring with what we later learned he needed serious medical treatment. So in the next coming weeks, I'm going to talk to Backbreaker officials and maybe get an update on Trog and see what's going on with him. We haven't heard a peep or a grunt since he went to the hospital. So Backbreaker will be returning, though, March 21st in Griffith, Indiana, with Winner Takes All. And in the upcoming weeks, again, we're going to be talking to some of the wrestlers that are going to be participating in that. And we're going to hear from them and how they feel they've been treated, and you know. So, folks, thank you for tuning in once again. I really appreciate it. I know it's short, but you know what? The Powers Point podcast is quick and to the point. So you can listen to me on a car ride to work. You can listen to me at break time. But I just want to leave you a little advice. When you've come to your end of your rope, tie a knot on it. Hang on, because it will get better. You will overcome any obstacle that you are facing. So let me know what you think of the show, guys, and thanks for following me on Facebook and everywhere. Keep it up, and again, if you want to leave a review, please do so, because I'd be more than happy to hear what you guys think. Until next time, friends, I'll see you later.